I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brad's involved with his buddy Ricky Gervais, who he's known for I don't know how many years. Ricky has done many, many great things. He's a very funny man. He says this new show that he's got on Netflix is the best he's ever done, which would include The Office. He wrote and created the original version of The Office in Britain.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. And people just love this show.
He's
after
genius.
It's Afterlife. It's on Netflix.
He plays a guy.
Sounds depressing.
He plays a guy whose husband and whose wife passes away. He plays a husband whose wife passes away.
Right.
And he is contemplating taking his own life.
Yeah.
But his dog saves his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an emotional thing. Brad, you actually watched one of the episodes.
Yeah, I watched the whole show. It's easy to watch. 6 episodes on Netflix. But what
do you hear the dog think at all? Yeah. Or is it just simply the dog reacts?
Yeah, it's just the dog just reacts to him. And
senses.
Yeah, you know, as he's about to top himself. He's given up on the world. But meanwhile, that's where the comedy comes from, too. Remember, this is still Ricky Gervais. It's still a comedy.
Because he stops worrying about anything because he doesn't care about life
right.
anymore.
So and this dog, but it's just become very heartwarming around the world and on Twitter, where dog lovers have sort of come to the forefront about how they can, you know, sort of fill in the void after death.
It's pretty crazy, too, because this thing has caught fire, and Brad retweeted some of the pictures that some guy who went through the exact same thing as Ricky Gervais went through, you know, in the TV show, but he did it in real life.
Right.
I was just really sad watching all these people come, and it was sad and inspired in a way how they gathered around this television show, but put up photos of their own dogs
in cemeteries that
have helped them, you know, through depression and you know, and grief.
Steve Carell watched the thing, and he said, wow, just terrific, incredibly funny and deeply moving. Congratulations, Ricky. And then he's kind of shocked at the actual response.
Ricky Gervais is, yeah.
And he says, 98% of Google users liked hashtag afterlife. That is effing mental. I've never had a reaction like this before. Ever. Thank you.
Isn't that great? I love that.
And, of course, Brad tracked him down and had a little chat with Ricky Gervais about his new show, Afterlife.
Ricky, how are you, mate?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Pretty pumped. I had a wonderful weekend watching Afterlife. I binged you.
I know. People watched it like the first 3 hours it was up and around the world. It was mad.
Give us the pitch that people haven't seen it yet. It's an evolution of you, right?
I think that people who haven't seen it assume it's me being me from my stand-up, just going around insulting people gratuitously, and that's not it. It's deeper than that, because it hits the ground running. You see me watching a home video of my deceased wife. You see she's going through chemotherapy. Funny stuff already, right?
That's what I'm like. I'm trying to like.
It's a shocking opening 1 minute, and she says, "If you're watching this, I'm not around anymore." And I'm suicidal. I nearly kill myself, but the dog's hungry, and that gives me long enough to think, "Okay, I'm going to do this for a while, but I'm going to do it on my terms. I'm going to punish the world."
But in life, yeah, we've had a few run-ins. You've been very good to me. I think
I knew you when you were a young honey monster.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
No, you haven't changed a bit.
No, don't worry.
My insults to you.
I'm still chubby. Yeah, how do us guys do it?
Who cares?
That's right.
We're gonna die soon. I'm not gonna turn down pudding, knowing that I haven't got many years left. Eat the pudding, yeah.
Some of the great scenes on the show is you just let it hang out. You're in a new stage. Because there was a stage where you went a bit Hollywood in the late O's.
Yeah, it was nothing to do with Hollywood, though. I thought I was going to die. And so I tried to get fit. And then I thought, oh, I'm not going to die. No. I might as well get fat again. there is a scene of me in the shower, but All above the waist. All above my Nothing waist. To worry about.
A moment where you might have just said, look.
No, my pants are on. My pants are on. I wouldn't have subjected the crew to it, would I?
No.
I wouldn't have said shoot above the waist, but I'm going to have nothing on the trousers. Just for the crew going, what is it? If we're not even filming it. I'll go, just for you guys. Right. It's just for you guys.
Walk around like that. All right, mate. Well, thank you so much.
Your champion.
I love that. Yeah, I'm not going to film it, but I'll do it for you.
That's right.
What'd he call you, Honey Monster?
Yeah, Honey Monster. And it's really interesting because it's a breakfast cereal character on the side of English kids.
Yeah.
You know, breakfast cereal. And when I met my wife, she goes, you're my one and only Honey Monster.
Aww.
So the two people that called me Honey Monster are my wife and Ricky Gervais.
And people in America have no idea.
No,
what
but the scary thing is when you see the Honey
Monster. You got to share that today so people can see the Honey Monster.
I look just like the Honey Monster. It's really weird.
You
it's
do. On,
it's a Netflix series. It's called Afterlife.
I can't wait.
Got to check it out.
I'm so excited.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.